You are like the fashionista of the team. Everyone talks about your swag, your style. Where does that come from? Where do you get your sense of style?
That's a good question, honestly. I never really thought about it, but I always had a thing of color coordinating things when I was younger, or just something like that.
You were the kid who had the most fire first day of school outfit.
Fire. Right? Fire first day attire.
Like, you had it laid out for weeks.
Actually, fire first week attire.
Ooh, you had every day planned out.
Every day. New shoes, crispy.
Wow. I respect that.
Yeah, it's
give me, like, your most memorable day one outfit.
Oh, most memorable day one. This is back when, you know, the tall tees was, like, in style and fashion. You know,
so were tall tees in style?
They were.
Okay.
They were in style. Nice pair of jeans to match with it. And then the shoes that I had on, these particular shoes. It was a real generic shoe. Mm-hmm. Air Force One.
Ooh, all white?
All white.
All white. I'm not going to lie. I had the all white Air Force Ones, too. I didn't pull them off nearly as well as you did, I'm sure. But
high or low?
Low. Always low.
The high back then.
You go high back then.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Nelly was in. And
okay.
Air Force Ones, you know, he had the high tops. Remember that song?
Oh, do I remember the song?
Yeah, that was.
So that was you. You get a new pair of sneaks and it makes your day?
It actually does. You know, something about sneakers that, it's like a calming.
Then do you go out nervous? Like, you don't want to get them messed up? Like, how upset do you get the second someone steps on a new pair of kicks?
That does kind of give me a little uneasy. But a true person that cares about their shoes watches where they step, and they always have a cleaning kit with them. Have a clean kit
on hand?
On hand. I always have it with me when I travel or in the car.
I respect that.
I know it's probably crazy. You probably don't believe me, but I literally have a room for my shoes at my house. It's all about the shoes.
Okay.
Be everything. I like everything to be simple and have the shoes do the talk.
Okay.
Do the statement piece.
Give me the creme de la creme.
I'll give you three.
Okay.
For sure, the Presto Off-Whites that okay. I just recently got, that recently just came out.
Okay.
The LeBron James 6 Hardwood Classic.
Okay.
Sample edition. The blue suede on it is just phenomenal.
So we got through two.
Got through two. Last one, top three Jordan 1 gold.
That just sounds nice. Jordan 1 gold. I don't.
Yeah.
How much is that shoe? How hard was it to find?
It was hard to find, and the price is pretty expensive.
Okay, we'll stick with pretty expensive.
Yeah, it was pretty expensive.
Does that go into your cleats, too?
Yeah, I do have a wide selection of cleats.
Will you wear, like, the same pair of cleats for more than one game?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I don't have 16 pairs of cleats. Just for 16, at least 16 different pairs of cleats. No, I don't have that, but I do have a good amount of cleats.
Are you wearing cleats this weekend? My cost?
I am.
What's your cost?
My cost is Stanford Children's Hospital, Lucille Packard, and specifically for CHD awareness, and specific kid Cameron Harris. You know, he has a chronic heart disease. He just had a heart transplant. So he's 2 years old, doing good.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. So that's my cause that I want to bring awareness to.
Finishing up here, about to turn back into the stadium. And as we were getting started, you had a bunch of teammates walking by and telling you that they need a shout out. So I'm going to just give you the floor to riff on your boys here.
Yeah, man, I got a long list of shout outs. You know, shout out to the DBs for one. You know, my Shark crew. Y'all know who y'all are. I got a shout out to Big Joe, who don't give me no high fives or don't celebrate me when something exciting happens.
And calls you sticks.
And calls me sticks, very rude. All the D-line men, Dakota, Big Head, Forehead, Dakota. I got you, Brock. You know, shout out to my man, Brock, middle linebacker. My locker man, Asa Jackson. Asked for the shout out one time. Think I got it covered, right?
Dante, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you having me.
Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Oh, no, it's been great.